Welcome! Today we're heading to Rovinj, on Croatia's Istrian coast, for a three-day escape built around walking slowly, looking often, eating locally, and giving the inland landscape one well-earned day of attention. Rovinj is not a place to conquer with a checklist. It works better as a sequence of small discoveries, stone underfoot, boats in the harbor, laundry above a lane, and a view that asks you to stop. Your first impression is likely to be the Adriatic light. It shifts across the water and catches the pale facades of the old town, making the compact peninsula feel both polished and wonderfully lived in. Arrive with a little patience. Rovinj is well connected by regional roads, and it can fit neatly into a wider Istrian journey, but public transport routes and schedules can change. Check the current options before building a tight plan around them. If you're driving, treat the car as a tool rather than a companion for every moment. Once you are near the old town, walking is the natural mode. Narrow lanes and waterfront promenades reward unhurried feet. On that first afternoon, resist the urge to map every corner. Leave your bags, find the harbor, and follow the edge of the water until the day starts to soften. That is enough of an introduction. Rovinj has activity without needing to perform for you. Fishing boats, cafe tables, swimmers in warmer weather, and residents moving through the same lanes visitors photograph. Notice that balance. It sets the tone for the whole stay. Day 1 belongs to the old town. Begin early if you can, not because there's a race to win, but because the streets feel more spacious before the daytime rhythm fully arrives. Let the route be imperfect. Turn into a lane because the doorway is interesting. Double back when you hear the sea. The town rises gradually, and the climb becomes part of the story rather than an obstacle. As you move uphill, look beyond the obvious postcard frame. Weathered shutters, small stone thresholds, patches of planting, and the way light enters a passageway all give Rovinj its texture. The Church of St. Euphemia area is the natural high point. Take time around the church and its surroundings, then look outward. From here, the roofs seem to pour toward the harbor, and the sea opens around the peninsula. This is a useful place for a small reset. Water, a quiet bench if you find one, and no need to fill the silence. Travel can become more memorable when we allow a view to be just a view. Later, make your way back down by a different route. The descent reveals a different Rovinj. Glimpses of boats between buildings, small squares, and the waterfront appearing suddenly at the end of a lane. Pause along the harbor in the late afternoon. The changing light is part of the attraction, but so is the simple act of watching the town function around you. A camera can come out. It does not need to stay out. For day 2, give the old town a little breathing room and make the coast your guide. Start with a walk by the water, choosing a pace that leaves room for a swim or a long, unplanned pause. Istrian food makes a strong case for slowing down as well. Seafood is an obvious pleasure near Rovinj, but the wider regional character comes through in olive oil, seasonal vegetables, and ingredients treated with restraint. When truffles are available, they are a memorable Istrian specialty, often appearing with pasta, eggs, or other simple dishes that let their aroma do the work. Availability and menus vary by season, so follow what is genuinely being offered. A good meal here need not be elaborate. Ask about seasonal produce, choose seafood thoughtfully, and give yourself time at the table. Reservations can be sensible for popular places, especially when the town is busy. There is a small ethical point worth keeping in mind. Coastal dining is loveliest when it respects the place that provides it. Avoid waste, be considerate of staff during busy periods, and remember that waterfront tables are not merely a visitor stay set. By evening, return to the old town or the harbor without an agenda. You have already seen the headline sights. Now you can enjoy Rovinj's best quality. It keeps offering atmosphere after the itinerary is finished. On day 3, head inland for the contrast that makes Rovinj feel even richer. Istria's hill towns trade salt air for stone villages, rolling terrain, and a slower visual rhythm. A car gives you the most flexibility for the stay, particularly if you want to link more than one stop and linger where the mood takes you. Without one, plan connections carefully and do not assume frequent service. Keep the goal modest. Choose one hill town, perhaps add another only if the journey is easy, and leave time for a walk, a coffee, and a view. This is not an endurance test. The inland landscape helps explain Istria's food culture. Olive groves, seasonal ingredients, and the region's celebrated truffle traditions make more sense when you see the countryside rather than only a restaurant menu. Return to Rovinj before the day feels overextended. That final coastal evening is a lovely counterpoint to the hills, and it lets the 3 days land as a single trip rather than a collection of errands. For many travelers, late spring or early autumn offers the gentler version of Ravinge, comfortable conditions for walking and often a less intense pace than peak summer. Weather and crowd levels still vary, so treat that as a helpful tendency, not a guarantee. Travel well here by keeping voices low in residential lanes, staying mindful around doorways in private homes, protecting the coast, and spending with locally rooted businesses when you can. These places are communities first, destinations second. The takeaway is simple. Let Ravinge be slow. Give the old town a wandering day. Make space for coast and food. Then take one measured excursion inland. You will see more by trying to do a little less. Thank you for listening. I hope this leaves you ready to approach Ravinge with comfortable shoes, a flexible plan, and enough time to notice the seat at the end of each lane. Safe travels and goodbye.